Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I know it's been a while, but I've been busy with this new job and actually moving. I have a new place, and I've just been getting blessed by a lot of things. God has been opening a lot of doors, and I've been busy giving to the community and just doing what God say to do. So I hadn't forgot about my podcast because I'm still going to speak, and I pray that whatever I say can help somebody. I'm still excited by doing my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. So what I want to talk about today is blessings, a new day, blessings and a new day, because for me it is a new day. God gives us renewed mercies every day. He let us start over and do things back over. Whatever we didn't do yesterday, if we made a mistake yesterday, if we hurt somebody, God, He blesses us to have renewed mercies, to start over and do it better and to forgive and do it right. So that's what I want to talk about, a new day, because it's a new day. And I know a lot of us are going through so many things, and we pray and we ask God to help us to start over, to bless us with something new. Say we want a new house, we need a new car, we want a new job, we want to have a new boyfriend or girlfriend, we want to have a husband or a wife, we want children, we just want something new. And we just want to start over and have a new day, a new beginning, new blessings. So that's what I'm talking about for these little snippets. Having a new day, because it's a new day for me. I've been going through transformation for a couple months now. When I decided to let go and let God take control, when I asked Him to close that hole that was in my soul, and when He started closing that hole, then I started to believe in what He say. When I asked and He started giving, I start receiving, and I start getting my faith anchored back into Him, because I had lost it. I had been carrying a burden around for 20 some years, being raped and just feeling like I was worth nothing after it happened, because I thought it was my fault. I felt guilty because I felt like I couldn't protect my child because he was there, and I just thank God that He don't remember it. And for a long time, I blamed myself, and I thought it was my fault, but it wasn't. I had to realize it wasn't my fault. It was the person that hurt me, and I couldn't control that situation. And a lot of times when things happen to us and we get in situations, we think it's our fault, but a lot of times it's not. We have to realize that we can't control how other people think. We can't control what people are going to do. Because we're not in control of anything, because God is in control. You know, and the devil's running around rampant around here doing things. And so it took me a long time to realize that. But in the process, I hurt myself. I hurt my kids. I hurt my mother, father. And I had to get myself back and anchored to what God wanted me to be. Because He started me off on a path, and I fell off that path. I did. I fell off that path, and I was off that path for a long, long time. But now He's getting me back on the path that He wants me to be on. And I'm just blessed, and I can say it's a new day. And it's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, it's a new day and I'm blessed and all this. It's not easy, because you fall down. Still, I have to constantly pray. I have to constantly ask God to fix me, to help me, to forgive me, why I'm on this path, why I'm starting this new chapter and this transformation. Never in a million years I thought I'd be doing a podcast, but that's something that He has me doing, to speak my truth and that it can help somebody, you know, because you got to sweep around your own door first before you can start telling somebody else what they need to do. You got to look at this yourself, that man in the mirror that I keep talking about. And I look in that mirror every day at that person that I was last year into what I've become now. Because I'm not the same person that I was last year. I'm not the same person that I was 2 months ago. Because each day I've grown. I'm still growing. And I'm becoming stronger and better. So it's a new day for me. Opportunities are coming that God is blessing me with. And I have a different mind frame when those things come. Because I ask God to let me see the situation in a spiritual manner. To let me see it how He wants me to see it. Not me. Just doing it myself. Because before I would just do stuff. And it was all about me. But now I ask God, Lord, show me. Is this what you want me to do? I ask Him, is this the path you want me to go on? Show me in a spiritual way. Give me wisdom that you want me to have to make this decision. And I tell you, when He show you, it's a feeling that you can't describe. When you start walking with Him and talking with Him and letting Him show you, it's just something wonderful. I can't explain it. And you see things different. You're a different person. And you're strong. You don't let stuff bother you that you used to. Your whole character changed. You walk with a different walk. You talk with a different talk. And your light that He has in you shines bright. That's a new day. And I know we all ask for that. We all searching for that. We want that. You know, we get down, yes. Because trust me, I've been down rock bottom to the bottom. I've been there. And He slowly brought me back up. And I ain't up. I ain't out of it yet. I'm still have my struggles. But I'm not where I used to be. He blessed us with a 2-bedroom apartment. We were staying in a 1-bedroom. Me and my son. Now we just got a 2-bedroom. Been in here 3 days. And I'm blessed. I have a roof over my head. A bigger roof over my head than what I had. And when I walked into this apartment, I said, Lord, thank you for putting a bigger roof over my head. And I said, I thank you for keeping me in the roof that you had me in until you blessed me with this one. I did. Because each day, it was a struggle of trying to pay a rent at a place every week. And you get paid once a month. But God made a way. He made a way. He made a way each week for us to have that rent paid. He made a way each time to put food on the table for us to eat. And I was thankful. It wasn't the best apartment, but we had a place to lay our head. And this, I mean, it's a nice apartment. It ain't the best apartment. It ain't high scale. It ain't Green Acres Place. But it's a roof over our head. And I'm thankful. A new day. I ain't got a lick of furniture in here. When I lost my house and stuff, I ain't got no furniture. I had furniture, but I let my oldest get it when he got his apartment. Let him start off. So I gave my furniture to him, my bed, everything. So guess what? I'm sleeping on an air mattress. And ain't got no lick of furniture, but I know God gonna bless to fill up each room when it's time. So I'm thankful. It's just the little things you have to be thankful for. The little things. And I'm learning and seeing that now. You know, we can walk around here with our halos on our head. Well, that's what my pastor say all the time. We walk around trying to have halos on like we never been through nothing or like we ain't never done nothing. It's time out for that. When you start thanking God for the good and the bad, He gonna bring you out of situations and have things much better than where you was. You know, not complain about what you don't have, but thank Him for what the little that you do have. And I've learned that. I used to complain about a lot of stuff all the time, man. I ain't got this, I ain't got that. And I wasn't looking at what I did have. It might not have been much, but it was mine. God blessed me to have it. And I had to learn to be thankful just for the little things. And when you start being humble for the little things, God gonna bless you with big things. He is. I have an opportunity right now. I'm not going to speak about it, but God has blessed me to get this opportunity, and I'm just waiting for the call to say that you got it, which I know I do, because I believe, because he said, whenever you ask, when you pray, if you believe it, you will receive it, and I believe it, and I know I'm going to receive it. I'm just being patient and waiting on it. That's about everything that I'm doing now. I'm being patient and waiting on it. I'm waiting on it. I'm not being agitated and be like, oh, you know. I'm being patient. That's what I had to learn. I have always been a patient person, but I've learned a different type of patience when I'm dealing with God. When you get back anchored into him, when you have total faith in him, it's a different type of patience that you deal with. Different type. A different type of humbleness, a different type of everything. You love different. You feel different. You're humble. You deal different. You speak different. It's different. And I know I have changed. My mother asked me today when I talked to her, and I was telling her about this opportunity that I have. And she was like, are you sure you're making the right decision? And the first thing she said, because you know in the past, you've done this and you've done that, and then you end up getting yourself in trouble, and then this and then that. And I told my mama, I said, I know I'm making the right decision because God is the one guiding me with it. I said, before I didn't have God guiding me. I said, but this time it's totally different. And he's also gave me the option when I make this decision of how to do it. That's the difference, because God is all in it. He wasn't in it before when I was doing things, but he is now. I said, I can't dwell on the past, what I used to do, because I'm not that person anymore. And that's another thing. Sometimes, you know, we have changed and moved on and we're trying to do better, but people still live in the past. You know, you have family members or friends that still dwell on things that you used to do, especially if you hurt them. And they still bring it up because they haven't got past it. And you know, God said, don't hold on to the past. You have to let it go. Because if you don't let it go, you can't move forward. And if you can't move forward, he can't bless you. You're going to still stay stuck. So you got to move forward from stuff. You got to learn to forgive. And you know, a lot of people say a lot of times, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Well, if you can't forget it, then you ain't forgave it. You got to do both. It's not like you're not going to forget what they did, but you have to let it go and not bring it up anymore. That's the thing. So that's what I'm saying. We got to learn to have a new day. We got to learn to be patient. And, you know, whatever that we're trying to do and we ask God to bless us with, you know, we got to let him take control of it and be patient and be happy with the blessings that we do have. And he's going to show us that new day. But it's not nothing like having a new day when you're starting over and you're refreshed and God has blessed you to be better and do better. And you can just walk different and talk different. Because that's how I feel right now. These months that I've been doing this podcast, just speaking on different things that I've been through, things to my heart, things that I just look at that's going on in the world. Because I tell you, I look at a lot of stuff that go on. I look at the news, I read the newspaper, I be reading books, and I just be paying attention to so many things that's going on, what people are going through, women, men, children. And how this world is coming to an end, because it is. We're in our last days because so much is going on out here. We got people killing one another. You got hatred, racism still going on, but it's getting worse than what it was before. People not believing in God, the church is in chaos. Christians, we supposed to be the one leading people to God and telling him about Jesus Christ, but we out here doing the same thing the world doing. We're not doing our job. And it's just a lot going on. And so that's why I'm like, gosh. I'm thinking, I'm like, this is a new beginning for me. I'm starting over. I mean, my children are grown now. They're 22 and 19. So they're out doing their thing, living their life. So when you're a single mother and you've been raising your children, working two jobs and just trying to make ends meet, and then once they grow up and they're out there doing that thing, you got to figure out what to do with yourself now. What is the purpose of the rest of your life? You're going to always be a mother or a father to your kids, you know. And it's that kind of part that's just kind of hard to let go and let them grow up. And, you know, they got to fall down. They got to go through things. And you don't want them to go through the stuff that you went through. But you know they got to go through it. But you have to trust and believe in God. That, you know, he's going to make sure they get through it. He's going to get them through just like he got us through. You know, but it's just the figuring out what to do next with yourself. And that's why I say today is a new day for me. It's a new day. It's a new blessing. Because I'm figuring out my now. What is my now right now? I'm figuring it out each and every day. And it's a process because it's not easy. There's nothing easy. I mean, it's easy to let God be in your life and let him carry your burdens. It's easy to say those words, but that flesh always make it hard for us to do that because it's going to always cause doubt. And we got to stay strong in faith and just let stuff go. So I just hope whatever I said for these few minutes can help somebody, because that's what I'm just talking about. It's a new day. It's a new blessing. It's a new beginning. And I'm just hoping that people can understand whatever that they're going through, that you just let go and let God take control and let him give you a new day. Let him make your reality a new day, a new blessing. This is your now. So whatever you're trying to achieve, this is your now. And you can achieve it with God. You can achieve it with God. You just let him hold that yoke, and he's going to bless you. So I hope everyone had a great work day today, and I hope everyone have a good night. And until next time, I try not to be so long with my podcast, but as I said before, I have been doing so many things, and God has been blessing me. I've been a little busy, but I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.